The Florida Rule. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The jury decided that George Zimmerman was simply defending himself when he shot Trayvon Martin. So where does this verdict take us? The prosecution tried to argue that Zimmerman was looking for trouble.
Why does this defendant get out of the car if he thinks that Trayvon Martin is a threat to him? Because he's got a gun. He's got the equalizer.
But lots of people carry a gun for that very reason. They want to feel secure in sketchy situations. Ultimately, you carry it in case you get into a fight and you find yourself losing. Which would mean that if Trayvon Martin had been losing the fight, he could have shot George Zimmerman in self-defense. Of course, being only 17, it wouldn't have been legal for him to have a handgun. But given this verdict, if he truly feared for his life, he would have been justified in grabbing George Zimmerman's gun. Which brings us full circle, because Zimmerman claimed it was Trayvon's attempt to grab the gun that forced him to shoot. So the Florida rule boils down to this. If you notice someone following you, do not confront him. If you confront him and make him feel threatened, he is allowed to reach for his gun and shoot you in self-defense. However, it would also appear that if you feel threatened because you think he's reaching for his gun, you might also be justified in reaching for your gun, or if you don't have one, trying to grab his gun so you can shoot him in self-defense. And as long as the two of you are alone and in Florida, whoever survives will leave the courtroom a free man. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.